That's all you need to know, really.
Okay, so this is episode 8. We had to do a retake because my chem teacher went crazy on us.
Yeah.
She's like, I was discussing grades.
She's so
crazy.
I don't want to go into this.
Something wrong with her.
She's very, I mean, she's got good intentions, but she can get very
annoying.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, okay, so this is a retake.
Careful,
so
you don't want to get.
Yeah. Anyway, first of all,
there's a lot of background noise.
There is a lot of background noise. Well, I want to talk about Star Wars 2.
I think if we get closer and we can just lower the volume.
Okay, fine. On Star Wars 2, I saw it last night. It came on Fox. He thinks it came on TBS, but it actually came on Fox.
No, because that was Rush Hour. That's a good movie.
It is a good one. I have the VCD if you want to borrow it.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
That's good. Anyway, so I watched it last night, and I revised my opinion from the first time I saw it, I thought it was really poor, but I watched it again last night, and I changed my opinion to a certain extent.
This is going to be a really bad opinion.
Because, I mean, the romantic bits were still boring, but the action bits were really good, and Yoda is just so cool. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Also, sure. The upcoming movie, War of the Worlds.
That's going to be good.
I assume you've seen the trailer for it. No, it's not going to be good. It's going to be bad.
It's a great book.
You know what? It's a great book, but they have Tom Cruise playing the dude, and that just doesn't work.
You're spitting.
I am spitting. I'm being vehement.
Just don't spit on the thing.
I'll spit on everything.
So, I'm kind of creeped out here.
Why?
There's a lot.
A freshman.
Of freshmen.
Yeah, I know.
So, okay, so we got to explain this.
I'm in a freshman class, because since I moved out to take World 1 as a requisite to graduate, so I'm like the one junior in this class full of freshmen. And I'm like bigger than all of them.
And
combined.
So I don't have my academy today because of a weird schedule for local testing.
So he has to just sit in my class.
So I'm going to sit in the back of this class.
We get to watch Napoleon Dynamite, though, even though this is world history, so it's great.
Yes. Yeah,
and in case you haven't seen it, watch it, because it's a really good movie.
Yeah, it's funny.
Also, he's going to go on and on about this, trying to explain to you, but according to the stats, we have the highest percentage of listeners from Netherlands.
Downloads. Doesn't mean anyone's actually listening to them.
From the Netherlands, and so we'd like to say goeiedag to all you Dutchmen. And
yes, because I understand what you're saying.
I just said good day. That's all.
Good day to you too.
Goeiedag. There we go. Thank you very much for listening to us. I hope you continue to do so. Please email us thejewandhindu@gmail.com.
You can write
it. Over that.
You can write it in freaky deaky Dutch.
Yeah,
he can read it.
Speak freaky deaky Dutch. Anyway, moving on. I thought I had this morning. Was if you have a fire.
Wait, I had to explain it.
No, you don't need to explain it.
So it's not necessarily technically the highest, but in terms of specific countries, not counting U.S. commercial, which I think includes also U.S. Basically, it's higher than Australia, it's higher than the U.K.,
Australia.
It's higher than Switzerland.
Switzerland?
I think there's 1%.
We have people in Switzerland? That is so cool!
I'm not sure it's Switzerland. Maybe it was Sweden.
That's cooler.
They're all the same.
Swedish people are cool, because they're all tall and blonde, and the women are all, well, you know.
Nice.
Wait, I hope you heard that. Wait.
Okay, you can't hear it because there's so much background noise.
Now you can hear it. You should be able to hear it.
It's going to be a terrible recording. It's so loud.
Anyway, I had a thought this morning, and if you get a fire, you should get fire-resistant.
I already heard this thought, because this is basically, we're repeating something we already said.
Fire-resistant cover.
Not funny.
And you should just put it over the building so you can smother out the flames.
And kill all the people trapped inside.
No, but you just get the people out.
Oh, you just get... It's easier said than done. That's the main problem.
No, it isn't.
That's always the problem.
No, just give them fire retardant suits.
You're fire retardant.
I am fire retardant.
It still works.
Because if I'm set on fire, my fat will just melt off, taking the flame with it, and I'll be left unscarred.
God.
Unscarred.
Yes, that's disgusting.
That's it's very
melting
amazing,
off, yeah. Dripping off, like cooking. Oh God, so sick. So sick.
Anyway,
okay.
So we're gonna have to stop now.
We're gonna stop. We may pick up back up
later,
mid class.
Okay, well, that's it for now.
If people start getting
crazy. Wait, in case we don't, contact us at thejewandhindu@gmail.com.
Do more after this.
One word. One second. Just one word. No spaces. No underscore. Whatever. Just one word. Thejewandhindu. Go to our site, dak2000.tripod.com. Dak spelled D-A-K. Comment lines 1.
And also, you could just all find all of this by searching the name of our show, which is Hindu and the Jew, at Podcast Alley, and click on the link and go to our website.
Go to Podcast Alley and vote for us.
Next month.
next
Well, you can
month.
Vote now, too.
You can vote now. If you go to Podcast Alley, you search for Jew or search for Hindu, you'll see the Hindu and the Jew.
And I apologize for anyone who's got our feed that I re-updated the first episode, so you probably ended up re-downloading it, so sorry about that.
Wait, is it censored or uncensored?
It's censored. It's just I had to pull out the... I rearranged the titles so that if you have them in iTunes, you put them in order, and they organize by date.
Okay.
So that you no longer have this one episode that's stuck at the top of the list every time. Okay, cutting it off.
Bye.
We'll delete
What's
it.
Your score?
Hey, this is
like really bad.
On your PSAT?
Yeah, no, on my SAT.
What you get?
Okay. No, I'm not telling
so
you.
So he got...
No,
fine.
You will
fine.
Not tell.
We won't say what you got, because I don't really remember.
We'll just say...
I just know that I beat him.
We'll just say
I got a 21-10.
You beat me, and
so
I'm...
So he got below a 21-10.
Really, really annoyed
Are
now.
Are you serious?
No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
So I'm very,
I beat him.
Very
I feel so
right
smart
now.
Right now.
But are you in 11th grade? You can take it again.
Yeah, I know. I am going to take it again.
And that's actually a good score, but still...
No, it isn't. It's a very poor score. Oh, your score. Yeah, your score is okay.
Yours is good, too.
No, it isn't. I want to get a 2350.
Like, you're only 30 points behind me. No, you're
I
want to
get
that.
A 2350. That's my goal.
2350? You're retarded. Okay.
Why?
Wait. What did you get today?
I will.
At 24.
If we had a better essay...
The old essay?
If we had a better essay...
I took the old one a while ago.
What did you... So you
I got a 1460 on that one.
If what did you get on the new one?
2110.
If we had a better essay, I would have done better.
Yeah, that was a really bad prompt.
Essay.
Okay.
What was the essay?
So, we may or may not say this one, but the essay prompt was something. It was usually it's like there's two quotes. Don't touch it. It's recording. Usually it's two quotes like. Like,
what are you talking
events
about?
In the past will affect your life forever.
Yeah.
Do you agree with this quote? Please use examples from life, your literature.
See, that sort of thing would be easy.
History.
We got a really stupid
this
one.
This year we had the most irregular one. It was, how does life...
How do people affect
how
your...
Do, how do people's I, lives
no,
controlled
your,
by their jobs?
Yeah, that's it.
Basically.
That's a cool
No,
but it was not a good...
It's
you couldn't
really
reference
bad.
Literature. Gosh, I think you got some dander. Crumbs. It's disgusting, man. Just
get off.
It off.
Get off.
It's bugging me.
Leave me alone.
It's fine now.
Stop touching me.
What happened?
Just because you want me doesn't mean
that
you
That kind of sucks.
Me.
You'd have to use, like, media or something.
Well, I used my dad and Fahrenheit 451. And I had the most hilarious, terrible pun. I said, he lives his life by the book. You read that, right? Yes, yes. So I talked about how he was a fireman and he burns books. And his job controls
no,
life because
stop.
He lived it by the book.
Stop bombing!
And I wrote no pun intended on the book.
Bombing.
I don't know if
that's quite clever.
It was. It was amazing.
Yeah, I bet it was.
But actually, I did really poorly on my writing. Wait, what did you get? I got an 8 out of 12 on that.
I don't remember.
Which is 2 4s, which is out of 6s. Which
what?
Is not really great. It's graded twice by 2 different people out of 6, and I got a 4 out of 6 on each of them.
That's great.
That's good. They agree.
Yeah, but it's not a good score.
Well, it's better than, say, if you got like
a 3
from one of them and a 4 from one of them.
Yeah, you could have got a 3.
Yeah.
Like
but it's not as good as a 6 from both of them.
No, it isn't.
Or a 6 from one and a 4 from another.
I guess. So, or a 6 and a 5.
So have you been to his house?
And a 5.5.
Have you been to his house?
Yeah.
So
no,
have
you been to his house?
No, no one. Yeah. You're the only one who's been to my. You and Eddie.
And Catherine.
And Kevin.
Wubeck.
And Wubeck. And Harry. Diamond.
Is
in
he
Ohio. Friend of Andrew.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I know who.
Yeah, I'm teaching him.
Really? What can you
Wait,
play?
Wait, Harry's come over to your house?
Once. To pick me up.
Oh, I rock. I'm amazing.
To take me to Osler's house.
I'm the most amazing guitarist ever.
Yeah, you are.
David Osler?
Yes. David Osler.
Isn't
he's not Jewish.
Is he a senior?
He's not Jewish?
No.
Isn't he ridiculously popular or something?
I'm
popular.
Ridiculously popular.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is he? Wait, no.
Everyone knows me by sight. It's ridiculous.
How could they? Not.
It's kind of hard to miss. You just see this big guy.
So we should really explain, we should explain our guest.
Yes.
What's your name?
She's uninvited, unwanted, but she's still here. So we'll
much
call
like,
her.
Much like all the freshmen in the school.
Oh, nicely said. Give me a high five.
No.
Oh, but that was so nicely said. That was great.
It's true.
Oh, that was good.
I should be careful there.
That was very good.
I'm in mixed company.
We'll just call her freshwoman. Because she's a freshman.
Yes,
he's a
yes,
girl.
We got it.
So,
yeah, that was
yeah.
really bad.
But that was so well said, I must say. Nice.
I have a tip.
Nice
like you are.
What's
just a little Napoleon thing there.
See, that's why I score higher.
Why?
Because I have amazingness.
You have no amazingness. Jeez, this is a lot of background noise. We're not probably going to be able to hear anything.
Yeah, we may or may not see this.
Anyway, so we're going to wrap
it up as a failed conversation.
Let's wrap
or
this
just
up
poor quality.
Let's wrap this up. We have nothing else to
wrap this
about.
Up. We've got
yeah.
5 more minutes. I just want to get.
I want to wrap this up.
Wait,
I'm bored now.
There's stuff we didn't talk about.
Like what?
I don't know.
Exactly. That's
how
about
fascism?
Oh, wait. We watched Napoleon Dynamite. That's what we were just doing. We can talk about that movie.
We don't need to.
It's good.
You haven't. Napoleon Dynamite is a movie you either love or you hate.
Not really.
In the middle.
I'm in the middle.
No, you're not.
I love the ending and I hate the beginning.
So you're not in the middle then? You love and you hate.
The beginning is just so boring. The end is so sweet. With
you and your sister, you're a woman.
I love Lavanda.
You're such a
She's
woman.
The best. It's so sweet.
Such a woman.
Her and Kip.
Yes, stop. Stop.
And he gets now. No. You're so loud. Jesus.
David.
Every time he talks, his room gets quiet. It's really creepy.
I can't think.
You can see.
I can't think of a female's name instead of using David. That's a good
That's
woman's
right,
name using
it's
David.
Not
I wasn't like adapting that.
Yes, I know.
You know, like,
yes.
Like you can have, like, I don't know, you can't think of one. No, that doesn't work.
Fascist is...
Like Victor and Victoria.
Victor.
Or George and Georgia.
How about Bob and Babette?
This is such thing as a Bob.
Fred and Fredina.
Fredina. Really?
Babette.
Fredina.
Everyone knows Babette.
Babette. I haven't even heard of Babette.
It's a constant joke with me. Love it.
Okay, so let's wrap this up now. Before okay, so, yeah. Call us.
I was just thinking what I said online last night. That was so funny.
What did you say?
Remember about the coughs?
Oh, stop! No!
Okay.
We are not
we'll
talking about that.
It was funny, though.
It was wrong. Sick.
It wasn't my
idea. Perverted.
That's
anyway.
Funny.
No, it wasn't.
You
anyway,
were laughing. I was laughing.
Aw. We'll wrap this up. I'm really salivary today. My spit's like everywhere.
Yeah, there's some on my clear. That's nice.
Sorry.
I should clean the screen.
I'll give you my handkerchief later.
No, that's even more disgusting.
Okay. It's a new
okay.
one.
This is a poll. We should do a poll on our website.
Okay.
About handkerchiefs. That's just so disgusting.
Handkerchiefs?
You're using germs to wipe away.
No, you're not.
Germs.
No, you're not. Because I bring a new one every day and I rarely even use it.
Why not use tissues?
Because they're bulky and you have to carry it. They're inconvenient.
They're smaller than a handkerchief.
Anyway, if you agree with us, then we have to carry a lot
be
of them.
Be careful, you're going to mess up the sound.
Anyway, yeah. Email us at thejourneyhindo@gmail.com. I know I said this already. If we're going to post this, of course. Call us.
Just go to the website.
Yeah, dac
2000.tripod.com. Yeah, if you're listening, you already know where it was, so it doesn't really matter.
Or you can hear the podcast.
But you should email us, because we want you to.
Yeah, give us your opinions.
Because so far we've seen two different posts.
Send us,
us
your thoughts on some
like
good
that.
Topics for us to discuss.
Or just put it up somewhere that we're cool.
We'd love to know. We'd love to hear what you want us to talk about, so we can talk about it for your enjoyment. Because we do this for you, not for us.
Yeah, right. But we will try. Just trying to put pixie dust on
anyway,
you.
That's all for now, and we'll see you next episode.
Yeah.